Church, that brings us to today's objective. Objective number three, faith motivates. Faith motivates. Subtitle for today's message is, what motivates you? Subtitle is a question. What motivates you? Church, faith motivates. Confidence in God motivates. That word motivate means to cause one to behave in a particular way. To cause one to behave in a particular way. Motivate means to give one a reason for doing or acting. To give one a reason for doing or acting. Church, faith motivates. Confidence in God causes us to live a steadfast Christian life. When we are confident in God, that confidence causes us to live a steadfast Christian life. In other words, belief in God gives us a reason to keep on pressing in our Christian walk. Belief in God gives us a reason, all the reason that we will ever need to keep on pressing in our Christian walk. Now, that's important. It's important because it is easy to give up our press in the world that we live in. It's easy to start off strong and then give up. It's easy to fall back into old habits and old behaviors when life becomes difficult. It's easy to go back to substandard living when times are hard. It's very easy to do because we are bombarded with difficult issues and problems and challenges in our life. But the problem is, when that happens, I can't finish what I started. And the body of Christ is full of so many people who started a lot of things and never finished. Started a lot of things and never grew and matured to the next level. Why? Because at some point, some opposition, some obstacle, some problem, some issue caused us to give up our press. So that means I need motivation. And I don't need any kind of motivation. I need a reason to persist that is greater than any reason I have to quit. That's the kind of motivation I need. I need a reason to persist, to press, to keep going that is greater, that will always be greater than any reason I have to quit. And faith in God gives me that reason. See, if I'm persuaded of the truth concerning God, then there are some things that I know. If I am persuaded about what the Word of God tells me about my Lord and my Savior, then I know that with God I cannot lose. That He promises me the victory. It makes me press. When I'm persuaded of the truth concerning God, I know how much He loves me. And I know how much He gave up and sacrificed for me. And because of that, I know that I should never walk away. That I should never quit on God. I have no reason to ever quit on God, given all that He has done for me. See, my faith motivates me. I don't motivate me. My faith motivates me. It gives me a reason to obey God when the circumstances say, rely on self. Yeah. My faith gives me a reason to stay on a righteous course of action when the action or the course looks unprofitable and unfruitful. Why, God, am I continuing to do these things? Because I know who You are. My faith gives me a reason to keep on living right, doing right, when all indicators say just give up. See, church, faith doesn't just arouse us to action. It motivates. Faith doesn't just cause us to act. Faith keeps us pressing. And if we press, church, we can accomplish the will of God for our life. And that's what our families need. That's what our community needs. Our families, our community needs people who are motivated by faith. People who believe God so strongly that they will live as they ought to live and answer God's call, but not just answer the call, but persist in the ups and the downs of life. That's what our people need. They need us to take the assignment seriously when we feel like it and when we don't. They need us to continue in every opportunity to do what God said. See, our people need us to be a people who will not give up on them. Church, our people need us to be a people who will not give up on them. And all of this half-hearted effort that we give won't fix anything. Gotta have faith. Because faith motivates. Church, the question is, what motivates you? What motivates you? You might say, well, Pastor, my faith motivates me, but does it? Am I motivated by faith? It is a question that requires an honest assessment, because sometimes we think we are motivated by faith when we are not. That's why we say we have faith, but we give up quickly. See, sometimes when we say we are motivated by faith, we are actually motivated by our intellect. We are confident in us. So when God speaks to us and we understand, then we obey. I understand why God is asking me to do this. It makes perfect sense. I can see where this is leading. So we say we have faith, but our faith is in our intellect. And that's fine until we stop understanding. Till we can't seem to figure out why God is telling us to do what he's telling us to do. And when it is beyond our intellect to comprehend, we give up. We walk away. Sometimes we say we are motivated by faith, but we are motivated by our emotions. Persuaded by feelings. But the problem is feelings come and go. So we had an experience with God. Our praise and our worship got good to us. And we said, yes, Lord. The message got good to us. And we said, yes, Lord. But the problem is when the feeling wears off and I go back to not feeling like doing what God wants me to do, I don't do it. See, I'm not really motivated by faith. Sometimes we are motivated by an incorrect view of God and we call it faith. In other words, we have a strong conviction in the God of our imagination. We have a strong conviction that God is going to do what we want him to do because that's what we think. We find no basis of our opinion in the Word of God. It's all in our head. So we come up with all of these things that we expect of God, things we have no right to expect. That's why as Christians, we have become a people who just wants, just God, just gimme. Just gimme, gimme, gimme. Blessings on blessings. Isn't that how the song goes? That's the newfangled way of saying blessed and highly favored. Blessings on blessings. What in the world does that mean? Blessings without surrender. God, I just want you to bless me, but I have no intention of surrendering to you. This is not about my life being holy or righteous. This is not about me doing your will. I just want blessings on blessings. See, that's what I have faith in. I have faith in songs, not the word. Faith in a quick fix, instant success. And that's what many, especially in this generation, struggle with. I just want a quick fix and instant success. And God, I did what you wanted me to do for 2 days, and nothing has changed. Because I view God as a microwave God. Remember what we learned in Bible study? God just put me in the microwave. Boop. 30 seconds, I'm done. We don't think that God is requiring us to apply the word. We don't think that God requires anything of us. Just quick fix, instant success. We just think that God is going to be a God who frees us from all adversity because we're good Christians. I'm a good Christian. God, how could you let that happen to me? I did everything you wanted me to do. God, how could you let that happen to me? I go to church faithfully. I serve in my ministry. God, how could you let that happen to me? See, we are not motivated by faith. We are motivated by an incorrect view of God, the view that we have crafted. But we have to be motivated by faith. That is, we must believe in the God of the Bible. If we are motivated by faith, we can get some things done. Church, we've come to our points for today. Faith motivates us to press despite three things. Faith motivates us to press despite, point number one, what we see. Faith motivates us to press despite what we see. See, when I have faith in God, I am motivated to keep pressing despite what I see. Noah obeyed God not because of what he saw. He obeyed God despite what he saw. What did Noah see? Well, let's look at Hebrews 11, verse 7. Let's read it again. It says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. When we looked at that scripture and we broke it down, we said that Noah was instructed of things which had no visible sign. That's what he had to contend with. God gave Noah instructions to build an ark to save his house, but Noah saw no visible sign of the things God said would happen. Noah saw nothing. That's what he saw, nothing. And he labored for approximately 100 years with no visible sign. No visible sign that he was accomplishing anything for God. For about 100 years, he diligently constructed an ark with no visible sign of a flood. Not even a hint. Not even a mini flood. I can imagine that he was working day by day and the sun was just shining, just beating down on him. For 100 years, he toiled with haste because of God's looming judgment, yet there was no visible sign of the judgment. In all of that time, the wicked continued to be wicked. The rebellious continued to be rebellious. The violent continued to be violent, and there was no indication that anything would happen to them. While Noah labored, he saw nothing. No visible sign, no wink from God, no indication, no angelic visit, nothing. But he was motivated. Not motivated by what he saw, he was motivated by God. See, because Noah walked with God, he believed that God's word was sure to come to pass. I don't care what it looks like. He knew that God would not failed to do exactly what he said. So he kept on laboring.